monetary value into your relationship, it is already destined to fail. Money and finances is a very important discussion to have in a stable relationship. But if you begin to like your partner less or more due to their financial situation, then your relationship is doomed to fall apart. A lot of people sadly see the term gold digger as a term of endearment, but the educated person knows that a gold digger is extremely close to the bottom of humanity. Everyone has this idea that a relationship needs to be 50-50 in order for things to go smoothly. That isn't necessarily always the case. Depending on how much time, money, and energy you have should determine the inner workings of the relationship. For example, say there's a couple and the husband is a teacher while the wife is a neurosurgeon. The wife will bring home almost quadruple what the husband makes. She should take on more of the financial issues in the household, since she makes so much more than the husband, while the husband should make up more chores and labor around the house since he's more likely to have more time. It's about compromising to make everyone's life easier. Allow me to give another example. In the ninth grade, my algebra teacher was telling us about himself, and he mentioned that his wife was a nurse. As the conversation continued, he said that his wife pays the more expensive bills like the mortgage while he takes care of the cable, electricity, and things like that. She works longer hours, so he does more of the housework. It's not a competition of who's spending more or doing more. It's about doing what you can because it's in your ability to do so to make your ship run smoother. 50-50 might not be applicable for everyone. It might be 70-30. It might be 60-40. But regardless, when both parties are doing everything in their power to do what they can do, then it will work out. Nowadays, everyone wants a free ride of some sort. They want to reap all the benefits that life has without doing any of the work. They want someone to treat them like a king or treat them like a queen while they're doing nothing in return. They see themselves as a prize that everyone should be lucky to obtain. Now, I want everyone that's listening to me right now to understand something. You are not nearly as special as you think you are. I was listening to this podcast the other day, and the discussion was, what is your ideal relationship? And there was a girl who just kept talking about she's the perfect woman and she can't just be with some random guy. So, you know, the other people in the podcast, they pressed her on it. They started asking her to find out what makes her this grand prize that everyone should be fighting over. All she had to say was that she looks very good. She's very attractive. And I'm not going to lie, she was a very attractive woman. But that's all she had to say. Looks will only take you so far. There are millions of people in the world that look good, that can offer other skills and other specialties on top of good looks. The era of the trophy wife is coming to an end. You can see whenever you're online, several famous people are getting called out because they have no talent. They can't sing, they can't act, all they are is eye candy. As time moves forward, you're seeing more talented people take stage. You're seeing more people that are worth working that 9-to-5. You're seeing more people that are worth putting yourself into debt. You're seeing more people that are worth working yourself to the bone come into play. If there's a lifestyle that you want your partner to give you, ask yourself, do you deserve that? What is it that you're doing that should make them want to do something for you in exchange? Once again, I am not saying it's a competition. The only people who get a free ride in life are children. All you do is sit at home, watch Netflix, and then go clubbing with your friends on the weekend, getting ran through by any guy or any girl that looks at you. Then you go home, and then you have this philosophical debate with yourself, trying to convince yourself that you deserve more when you're giving out less. Once again, 50-50 might not be possible, but everyone needs to understand that for a relationship to work, both partners need to work. The era of people just sitting back at home and doing nothing and expecting their partner to just fall at their knees and take care of them is coming to an end. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, that is perfectly fine if your partner is okay with it. Some relationships work that way. You know, the dad works, the mom stays at home with the kids, take care of the house, or vice versa. But you need to do something. Nobody gets a free ride anymore. It may not be 50-50, but as long as you're doing your part and your partner's doing theirs, everything will work out. But let me know what you think. And until next time, peace.